Oh, hey, mister.
Oh,
we didn't think we'd be seeing you here.
I know. Wow.
You're not gonna tell on us, right?
Because I think you know what you're doing.
Yeah, it is kind of suspicious walking around this area at this time of night.
Yeah. Do you know who normally comes here, right? Because it's us, and it's really funny seeing you here. I mean, the way you look so professional in class.
But, you know, if you ask me, I think that he's always kind of had a thing for us. You know, he looks so professional on the outside, but then once, every once in a while, he glances at us in a way that's not quite professional.
You're thinking exactly what I'm thinking. So tell us, mister, what are you doing here? You knew we'd be here, right?
Yeah, you're not gonna tell on us. Oh, no. No, you're not gonna tell on us, because if you tell on us, then there won't be a chance of anything happening. And, well, I think you want something to happen.
I think he does. And he knows that if he tells anyone, we can do that too.
Yeah. Yep. All the things we could say, because, yeah, I think we could pretty much convince everyone of all the naughty things that he did to us. It was horrible, wasn't it? Ugh. Surely that would get someone fired. Yeah.
I think so too. And you know what? You don't even have to do anything for us to tell someone, because anyone would believe two little girls instead of one disgusting old man, right?
And we're so cute and innocent. We would surely never do such a thing as you described.
No. So tell us, mister, what do you want to do to us? I bet you know.
You don't have to be shy anymore. He is a little bit shy, isn't he?
He is, I think so. He's blushing.
I guess this is the first time that he's been outed as a little girl lover.
So, what do you want to do, mister? Do you want to walk away right now? Or do you want to pull that cock out? But I don't think you should. Not just yet.
No, I mean, we're outside. Imagine if he pulls his cock out and starts jerking his cock off, looking at us, our cute little bodies when we're all dressed up, and then, whoops, someone walks by. That would be so tragic.
I know.
But we are all dressed up for the occasion. It'd be kind of... Well, it'd be a waste if we did nothing.
Right. So,
I guess we should put on a little show so that when he gets home tonight and he thinks about whether he should tell on us or not, he knows what to do.
So, mister, do you like the way we're dressed? In our tiny little outfits. Because we look nothing like this when we go to school, right? In those uniforms. But everything's changed now, hasn't it?
Well, if you ask me, I think he likes the uniforms too. Such a dirty old man.
I know. So disgusting. Just look at him. What did he think was going to happen when he walked out late at night? We're very popular amongst, you know, dirty old men like him.
Yeah, well, I guess that's not really a bad thing. Look at how happy he is to be teased by us. I mean, his cock is so hard right now. I don't mind his cock being so hard for us. I mean, he might be an old man, but don't you think it's kind of hot?
Of course I do. He's old enough to be our dad. Or our daddy, right?
Would you like that, mister? If the two of us called you daddy?
I think he does. I think he's getting just a little bit harder. And he's looking at us just a little bit harder, too.
Do you really think that's possible? His eyes have just been stuck on our bodies for an entire conversation. It's no wonder, though. I mean, your t-shirt shows everything that there is to see. I think, if you ask me, he's imagining what we look like. Down on our knees, with our big baby eyes looking up at him. At his cock. And the both of us calling him daddy. Is that what you're gonna think about tonight, mister?
Oh, I think that look on his face says yes. I bet he wants to touch us right now, but there's no way that's going to happen. Because how wrong would it be if you touched your students like that? And like she said, if someone were to walk by and see that? Do you have a wife at home, mister?
I don't think he does. I think all he does is think about us. He's so obsessed with cute little girls that he can't like or touch any other woman anymore.
Oh, I know. And if he even tried to fuck someone, it'd have to be some old woman just like him. And then he'd imagine a small little body like ours, but he just can't do it. It's too hard for him.
You wouldn't be satisfying fucking someone who's not tight like we are, who's not as cute as us. So, mister, we have to go now, but we can trust you, right?
Yeah, I think you'll keep our secret for us.
Good. We'll see you at school, mister.
Bye. Wow, that was 8 minutes. Holy crap.